Hi-Fi Dream, you're listening to The Deep Dive. If my timing is correct, we're coming out of the top of the hour there. So after hour one, we ended with Pandora's Box. That's the name of the song by Super Pitcher, which features Alexis Taylor on vocals from Hot Chip. If that voice sounded familiar, that's why. Amazing song. I'm kind of obsessed with that track. Before that was Willis's pick, a song I was obsessed with when it came out, and we just jammed out to CeCe Peniston's Keep On Walking, which, again, those songs closed out the first hour. Willis, your thoughts on Super Pitcher's Pandora's Box?
The first word is damn. This song, it hits so hard, even though it's such a minimalist song. Like, you're looking at the waveforms, and it's like kind of what we talk about a lot is, these days a lot of songs are overcompressed. This song
always
is not.
We always talk about it.
It's got so much space. There's so much breathing room between all the sounds. And there's really not a lot of sounds, but there's enough. And there's this reverb on the vocals, these fuzzy keyboards, very psychedelic. But the beat is addictive, and it feels like it's just cleaning out your clocks, you know. I loved it. It hits me really hard, even though it's such a like kind of a quiet song. But I really like it, and the especially the second half of the song, where he goes into this falsetto, and his vocals go in place of where the melody was in the first half of the song. So it's like this fun little surprise, and the timing of when it hits is perfect. So I can imagine I can picture those guys in the studio like, oh, right here, right now, you know, and it's so satisfying. Great song choice.
I love hearing sometimes how you describe things, but you said cleaning out your clocks, because when we were listening, Willis was pointing out, we're both sitting here with our headphones on just listening to these songs, and I was like, I love that sound. He's like, yeah, cleans out your ears, and that's exactly what it almost vibrates in such a way that it almost feels like it's like scraping across your ears, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Like almost like when somebody scratches an itch and it feels so good, that's the satisfaction from that.
I mean, my mom used to scrape the inside of my ears with a little spoon. That was how she cleaned her ears.
Yeah, so that explains that. That goes way deeper than I thought. But yeah,
that was too much information.
No, but that's a good. That now I understand the analysis. What do you call it? The analogy. But what's interesting about, we always go back to, when you've listened to this show long enough, you know, we kind of like obsess over certain aspects of music and like really fine tuning it a little bit, like how these things affect us how it tires us a little bit listening. Somehow that song, even though it's like 7.5 minutes or 7 minutes and it's like very thick beat and like a thumping beat, it doesn't really wear on you. It doesn't feel tiring to listen to that song because there's so many like comfortable things happening within the song. So we'll change now, though. We're gonna like shift gears a little bit to a group called French Police. They're kind of happening right now. This is like they're breaking through, I believe, and it happens to be at a time when like that post-punk sound seems to be managing its way back into the conversation of sort of mainstream on the alternative side of things, kind of like a gothy early 80s post-punk sound with like an obvious modern production style. I really dig this song, but it sounded nothing like the other French Police songs I've heard and have been kind of sampling and playing on the station. So talk us through this song, Baby.
So I first heard of these guys, I think on social media, they're putting some ads out, and it looks like they're touring right now, and they'll be coming through the Bay Area this weekend, or next week.
Nice.
So people, if they're hearing this, you can try to go see them locally. And so anyways, I was intrigued, French Police, and I heard a little snippet. It sounded like the 80s to me, and sure enough, when I found this song, Baby, it's one of their new releases. It sounded just like the 80s, except more modern. And it felt like, sounded like a little bit of Joy Division. Feels like that era, but very clean, like modern production. And this one has this cool like tempo change. It was a tough decision, actually, when I listened to more of their music. I kind of got in a zone and could listen to them for hours, all of from their various albums, because they all sound very similar. their music, but each song has slight nuance, like differences, which I can appreciate. So if you like to tune in on a particular band that sounds like the 80s and it's consistent, I would go with French Police, because that's how I felt.
Okay. Yeah, it's got this very obvious vocal style. You mentioned Joy Division. I mentioned my notes, Wire. Very good band if you've never heard them, anyone listening that wants to go down that road. Also, like the Stranglers and that kind of stuff. I really like this, but I am being somebody who actually listens to that original source of material. I have to get over the fact that they're like trying to sound like this or that, because most kids who are going to be appealed, they're appealing to generations that are like 18, 20, 24. They don't have the same relationship I have with the music that they're pulling from. So I have to get past that. And I think the first couple of songs I heard from them weren't as derivative of a certain period. This one is, but I also think it's the best song I've heard from them yet. I think this fits nicely on Hi-Fi Dream. And a lot of these songs I appreciate when they come out. I think we need this type of balance in indie music. So I'm kind of glad this is happening even if it's not me that's going to be like buying the albums and going and seeing them and they're in San Francisco. I know that there's going to be a generation of kids like you and I that will go and appreciate this band and hopefully kind of like help them. Not going to be me, but it might be another 21-year-old kid. So, but we can appreciate this. So,
yeah, exactly.
Which is awesome. So let's do this song. It's French Police, Baby, and it's kind of brand new. And then follow with one of those bands that we were talking about them pulling from, a band called The Church. Everybody knows a song called Under the Milky Way. It's, even if you don't think you know it, you probably know it. But a great legacy band that's been around for like 40 years. So we're going to go back to one of their 90s, one of my favorite songs from theirs in the 90s. Let's do it. French Police on the Deep Dive.
You're listening to The Deep Dive on Hi-Fi Dream.
down a crowded street, as though I am or I will be released. Ellie stopped yawning, clear blue morning, in mourning no more. Come and see the wild things that are just beyond the door. But there's an old man here, he claims that he knew you in another life. I'm not sure what he's saying, Ellie. Could it be he still thinks you're his wife? I've been waiting, seems like a hiding in a hotel room somewhere in the west. I heard they brought a priest in to sanctify the place, but it remains unblessed. Things move around. My guitar sometimes plays itself. They say it's static electricity, but yesterday it took $20 off the shelf. There's a young man here, says he married you another time. The children cry, ask where their mother is. Gonna have to let them down. I've been hurt. I've been around.
Strength enough can't quite translate the verses that they wanted to preach. They would lie.
Hi-Fi Dream, you're listening to The Deep Dive. That was The Church. The song is called Two Places at Once, which came out in 94. I was just telling Willis, that's kind of like middle of their career, but right after they peaked with Under the Milky Way for sure, mainstream-wise, but like they had some big albums that came out after that, including Priest Equals Aura, which was like kind of mildly popular because of MTV 120 Minutes. So they kind of hit a very high point, and then they even signed to a major label, and then it kind of came with this album right after it. And I think it was, like I said, a bit of a challenge, but I love that song. So what did you think of it? What was your thoughts on it?
You know, I never heard that before. And when I first listened to it, I made a point to not look at the artist the first time around. I'm like, and so when it starts playing, I'm thinking like, this sounds like Pink Floyd. Like it really reminded me of the song Comfortably Numb. And it even has
I could see that.
Right? Like there's the vocal, little bit of vocal harmony, but maybe a little less than the Pink Floyd. But you got like the strings, you've got the guitar arpeggio, doom, 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 and then like this operatic storyline to it. So it's very felt like a progressive rock flavor to me. And lots of space, lots of room, but this song obviously requires like your full attention, and when you do that, it's like this journey, and it's fairly epic, like you say. I'm curious like how it feels like to listen to this whole album back to back. You said it's like four vinyl albums.
No, it's it's two albums. Four sides. It's a journey, but it's beautiful. I mean, it's like if you're in the mindset of listening to like expansive music, there's lots of different moods, and some songs are a little like post-punky typical. Some songs are more drawn out like that one. Some are more jammy, like psychedelic. They're out there, but they're also like at the core very melodic. It's just sort of like it's not mainstream. It's not like 3 minute songs, you know what I mean? Their songs are tend to be a little on the longer side.
Yeah, but I liked it. I would definitely would listen to this song again, and I love that it is here in this show in your number four position, which is like the
big
highlight
spot
for me. Yeah, and it's a big song and it takes you on a journey. So great choice, and I
would recommend Priest Equals Aura as their, if you want to just pick one album. But you could list their greatest hits as well, because there is a good representation of all of their albums on there until like 95, I think, right up to Priest Equals Aura. So yeah, you could get like a good picture of their career on their best of compilation. So but all of their albums are good. Next, this goes to our last two songs. Very different songs. So let's talk about your choice. Abso-Facto is the name of this band.
This one's been on my list, like to-do list, for several months now, but I kind of always just pushed it aside against the other songs that I had chosen for that week. And I don't have any good reason why. It just never seemed to fit amongst the rest of the show. So it's more of like a vibe song. It's called Dissolve, and it's from 2018, so just before COVID. It's a kind of an indie song with a kind of a pop mentality to it. And I think it's so pop that I played it for my daughter, teen daughter, and her friends in the car. And they were like, I like this song. We should do a TikTok to this. And so I was like, okay, really? We got the approval. Yeah, so I think there's a sound that this has that appeals to the youngins. And they dug it, and I like it too. So I'm happy to find new stuff for people outside of my own generation.
7-year-old song. It doesn't sound like
it's not new. True.
No, but I'm saying it doesn't sound like a song it sounds very current to me. I was surprised when you categorized this in your notes as alternative and indie, because to me this is like a R&B pop. A lot of it, maybe I need to listen again right now to see if I change my opinion, but I don't think of this as a group. I almost feel like it's produced by like a couple of people. But I like the name of the band, Abso Facto. I also think the song slides between genres, which I really like, especially for Hi-Fi Dream, because mm-hmm. it's you could tell it's drawing from, I said Foster the People vocally with more of like an R&B group or like mentality musically. So see if anybody catches that reference.
I think you're right. So it's a solo project. His name is Jonathan Visger, and from Michigan.
Wow. So Michigan.
Yeah. So he fronts an indie rock band named Mason Proper. But he's releasing this solo work under this.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
So that's
a single vision kind of sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like somebody who's trying to pull from different things, but like has a vision. I like it. Let's see what people think of this track. It's called Dissolve. But I follow it with the album of the year for me so far. I was so excited when the Deftones put out their latest album called Private Music. I've been a fan of them since the beginning. And what I was explaining to you in my notes, but sort of now I will in person. This is the first time that I can remember in my lifetime when a band that I grew up with had its biggest moment, an album called White Pony, which was like right around 2000. And I say 6-7 years after they came around, they hit like their magnum opus. It was just hugely popular and it catapulted them to like headline status. And then they continued from the next 20 plus years to be right below the headliner status. They were relevant. Generation after generation kept putting out great albums, heavier, but more art metal is what like I would think is the best way to put it. But it's, there's a lot, Chino draws from a lot of things like The Cure and The Smiths and Depeche Mode. So there's melodic sensibility. He appealed to a younger generation, and then new shoegaze kind of became popular again. And then like a lot of these kids got into new gaze, which is like ways, like I think a lot of the weight of that comes from Deftones sound. So now they released this album 30 years after their first, and they have gotten more popular than they've ever been, which I think is crazy because a whole new generation of kids, like 18-year-olds, are their favorite group is Deftones. And, you know, here's dudes that are like 50 years old that grew up with them that their favorite band is Deftones. It's like, but there was a lot of space in between. So I think this is the first instance where I can remember a band peaking a second time bigger than the first time they peaked, which was fairly big. It was a headliner status, right? So
yeah,
and maintained a pretty headliner status, if not co-headliner. Now they're one of the biggest bands in the world because of this album. And this song, I told you, had a TikTok moment. I know your kids are more, I don't use TikTok, but I know its relevance to society now. this song, I knew it the minute I heard the album. I was like, this is going to be the one. It's going to cross over. This is going to be transcend. And it still hasn't officially done that yet, but I still think there's time because the album is still relatively new. What did you think of I Think About You All the Time?
I liked it. I think it's a good, it's a little bit different than I feel like the rest of the songs on the album. I previewed some of the other songs. Mm-hmm. And this one's got more of, it's got more space in it for sure. And I actually hear some of like Minus Chris in this, or maybe vice versa. To me, it sounds like it could be you singing this. But it's got,
like, I take that as a compliment.
I mean that. Yeah. So I like this song, but I think the rest of the album, it's a different, it's got more of that metal feel to it. And I used to love metal, and art metal is, I guess, new for me. So it, to me, it's a different, this song is a different headspace than the rest of the songs. And I'm not like in that metal headspace like these days. And so this song is kind of the closest, I think, most accessible to me from what I've heard from them so far.
The reason I didn't put anything else lately on this show from the album is because I play this song and I play Infinite Source on Hi-Fi Dream, because that this album is going to go down as one of the more important ones of this era. So I want to feature some of these songs that I can. Even though the heavier songs are super melodic, I take it as a compliment what you said about Chino Minus Chris. And there was a lot of that when Minus Chris was kind of like happening when we were doing our thing in the early 2000s. There was a lot of people that would say, like, you know, you sound like Chino a little, like you guys have similarity, or they'll hear Chino and be like, he sounds like you.
Yeah.
And honestly, there was probably Bleedo, I'm sure I pulled from him, even though we were around the same age, you know what I mean? Like he was a little older than me. So I heard him before I started making music, but it was all happening around the same time. So if I took from him, it was like I took from Robert Smith or like from Neil Halstead of Slow Dive. I did the same thing with a lot of other artists. I just kind of took things from it. But yeah. I always loved Deftones in that they challenged themselves. They didn't stay the same. They evolved, but they never sold out. Yeah. And this album is a perfect. I even love the artwork on the album, the green album cover with the white snake. It's just really well crafted in every manner. And see them at this stage of their careers making music that's this important is just like so cool. And I'm glad to end on this song. It's a perfect epic ender.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's got a good like buildup of like that sound, the shoegaze sound, and the tension builds up, and it kind of releases, right? It plays with the energy quite a bit, and also reminds me a little bit of Smashing Pumpkins, but maybe a little bit more.
I hear that too. Yeah, yeah. Hum, Smashing Pumpkins. there's definitely a shoegaze element to the guitars. They're heavy, but they're washy and. Right. Fuzzy and buzzy. There's not like as much like static crunch. So
right.
Even though that exists there, it's kind of washed out.
Right.
And I really love that about all their production. But this, I've been telling you for a long time, Willis, that like I've been craving something. When is a record going to come out? Not only that's a good album, but like is not like that's more traditional in a band playing rock music of some form. Yeah. When is that going to happen? Because there hasn't been a meaningful rock record. I say rock in print in quotes because I mean like something with guitars and drums. Yeah. This is the one. This is if it happened this year, and that's they cool. deserve a lot of credit because this album is going to stand for a long time. This is going to become in 10 years. I think we'll look back at it as one of the most important records of this particular period of time. So,
all right, Greg has decreed.
I listen, I could be wrong. I usually am. So let's do your last pick is Abso Facto. The song is called Dissolve. My choice is Deftones. I think about you all the time to close us out. And you and I come back next week, and I can't wait, dude. It's a great time today.
All right. Thanks, man.
Appreciate you as always. Hi-Fi Dream, Deep Drive. Thanks for listening.
I just wanted you to watch me dissolve slowly in a pool of love.
your voice like an angel. Been chain smoking all month long, like you're someone I believe in. Am I only a lab rat? Someone you can test things on? This is not what I signed up for. I just wanted you to. I just wanted you to watch me dissolve.
Deep dive.
We say inside.